Good evening. Good evening.
Blog this Talk is Radio.
Well, good evening. This is Precious, Precious Jewel, the motivator, your host for tonight's show. Acknowledge me, hear my voice. Acknowledge me, hear my voice. A group coaching series that was designed to help you find your inner smile by acknowledging yourself first. So welcome, welcome. As you all know, I am Precious. I am Precious Jewel, the motivator on social media, and I'm going to be talking to you tonight about no more toxic relationships. No more toxic relationships is the title for tonight's show, and I hope to share my wisdom, my truth, and my challenges and victories too. I am here tonight to really discuss and show the side effects of my own personal story and assist you in overcoming any obstacle, challenge, and or setback that may be present right now in our lives. So we're going to tackle some deep issues, and hopefully by tackling these issues, we are able to move ourselves forward into a happier and peaceful state, more happier and peaceful state, I hope, to help us all move forward. So I want to really become face-to-face with issues that we all may be challenging in our lives or may be present in our lives today. So I want to come face-to-face with issues that may be present in our lives today. But first, we must come in tune with ourselves. We must become in tune with ourselves. We must ask ourselves the hard questions and be willing to set forth changes in our lives to make a real and effective change in order to move forward. And I realize we all have different stories, but what is interesting is we may all wind up in the same boat asking the same questions. How did I get here? And or how do I get out? So, two questions. How did I get here? And how do I get out? So, I just want to give you a quick disclaimer. I am not a licensed therapist or a counselor. I am not. I work in HR, actually. And I am only sharing my experience with the audience that to hope to provide solutions to common issues, concerns, and our problems that may leave us feeling stuck. You may feel stuck. And so this is for you and to help you move forward. So that was my disclaimer. So I am so excited tonight about tonight's call. I'm really going to pour out my heart to you on the topic of no more toxic relationships. And so we have about 30 minutes together, and I'm going to give you a brief testimony of some things that I had to overcome. And then I'm going to dive right into the content of no more toxic relationships. So for you all that don't know, my testimony as a young child, I was surrounded around abuse, molestation, depression, and domestic violence. At the age of 6, I was in a car accident that nearly stole my life and almost took me to my early death. By the age of 10, I had a double hip replacement on both hips. In some way and somehow, I became a mother at the age of 15. I became pregnant with my first child, and then I managed to survive it all through God's grace, mercy, and favor over my life. So that is my testimony. At the age of 33, I celebrated my first birthday bash for myself, and I did not have a voice. I was silenced. I had no voice, and I was unable to speak out of fear and respect. I was to be seen and not heard. So that is my brief testimony, just to let you know where I come from and where I am now. And so at the age of 30, I began to find myself asking those two hard questions that I presented to you at the first piece of the call. And I said, how did I get here and how do I get out? Write that down. How do I get here? How did I get here? And how do I get out? So my answers to the questions were, I were ignoring the red flags, people pleasing, and not taking good care of myself. I began the process of moving myself forward by seeking a healthier me. And in my quest for finding truth, here are some things that I began to practice in my daily routines. So I'm going to share with you, last week I shared with you that I had to ask some questions. I had to get real with myself. I had to quit pretending about where I was in my life. And so I had to become real about what it was that I had been through. And so today I want to take a deeper look at some of these effects of being in those situations and talk about how to get out of a toxic relationship when you're in one. You can start practicing daily routines to help you find yourself, to help you find your voice, to help you get to a point that's going to actually move you forward. So I'm going to talk about that tonight, and I'm prepared to talk about that. So, but I want you to think about how some things that are negative and that are surrounding us can keep us in a toxic relationship. You may want to ask yourself, am I currently in a toxic relationship, and am I currently the best me I can possibly be? If the answer is no, you are on the right call at the right time, because I am going to share with you some tips and some things that I can help promote a healthier you, a healthier you. So you have to ask yourself a question. Am I contributing to my own craziness? Am I contributing to my own craziness? Maybe. The answer may be yes. If you find yourself in a situation where you are not getting fulfilled and you're being drained emotionally, or you're in a situation where it's two of you, but you're feeling lonely, although you're in a relationship. And have you ever been in a relationship or a situation where you have given it your all? You have put your all forth and you have nothing in return but lost time. Believe me, I know the feeling. I was in toxic relationships for the majority of my life until I started to find my truth. And when I started finding my truth, things began to change for me. And so I had to start using my voice. Acknowledge me, hear my voice. Acknowledge me, hear my voice, my presence. So a few signs to consider if you're in a toxic relationship and it's draining you. It's draining the life from you. And every time you turn around, you have to pick up the pieces, because you're in a situation that you keep saying yes to, and yes is not working any longer. So we have to begin to say no. So get your paper out and a pen, because I'm going to give you some key tips. I'm going to give you, it looks like, four key tips that I've been working on. for you all tonight. And to understand, if you're in a situation, a toxic relationship, we're going to say toxic relationship. If you're in a toxic relationship, here are some things you need to consider while trying to move forward. Number one, we are too busy not to notice the signs. We are too busy that we fail to notice the red flags. There's red flags all around us, but we fail to note them. We fail to say, this does not work for me. So the red flags are there. So always, always remember the red flags. We have to practice, number two, we have to practice being assertive. No. No, this is not working out. No, I can't do that. We have to practice. It's easy. I can say no, but I used to not be able to say no. So no needs to be a full sentence. No. We become overly involved with the care of too many responsibilities, causing us to lose focus in time. Time that we cannot ever get back. So we have to focus on positive and not losing time that we are unable to get back. When you're in a toxic relationship or situation, whether it be an employer or a spouse or a family member, if it's toxic, if it is toxic and it's draining you, you might want to reconsider your involvement of this relationship. Because it's draining you. It's draining the positive energy, and it's implementing negative energy into your life. So that can keep you from moving forward. Number two, we begin to accept others' truths as our truth. So we become caretakers. And then we become codependent on drama because we have allowed it and accepted it in our lives. After you get off this call today, you'll be responsible for setting that boundary and not allowing the drama and the dysfunction to take over your life, because then it's taking over your true purpose, your true vision. It's taking over your life. That's number two. Number three, once we're caught up in these situations, these relationships, and we're unable to focus, we're unable to see clearly what our value is and what it is we bring to the table. That's a side effect. That's a direct side effect that affects you. When you're unable to clearly see our value that we bring to in a relationship because it is draining us from all the positivity with, and it's being replaced with negativity. So four that I just went over. Red flags. Being assertive, also checking out your involvement with the relationship that is toxic. What is your involvement? Number three, accepting other people's truth as your truth. Accepting other people's truth as your truth. And then it takes away the value of what we bring to the relationship. So our thoughts become unclear. We become unfocused. We begin to waste and we lose time that we cannot get back. So we also begin to lose our voice, our purpose, and our vision, because what our focus is on is negativity, putting out fires, and uncertainty, because you don't know when this fire is going to pop or when something is going to happen, and you have to stop working on your dreams and stop working on your visions to put out a fire in your life when we don't have to. And I understand that we all have obligations. We all have family obligations. We have commitments that we have to do. But you have to know, where is your boundary? Is this adding to your life, or is it taking away from your life? I can't be the one to answer that. You have to answer that for yourself. And then come up with a plan. I had posted on Facebook that if every day we're able to restart, refuel, and replenish ourselves, well, we can start to restart our lives by first acknowledging our voice. What is that small voice telling you? This is not working any longer. And if that's the case, then you have to take full control over your life. You don't need permission. You just have to do it. And be prepared to actually lose some people, lose some relationships, because you're taking a stand for what you feel is right for you. That's powerful. When you begin to take a stand on what you feel is right for you and your life and your purpose and your value, then you begin to find your voice. You begin to restart, refuel, and replenish, and sometimes you will begin to see yourself in a different light, and so will others. And you will lose people. You will lose people. But you have to mentally start preparing yourself, because you don't want any other toxic relationships taking you on a wrong path. So that's it. So we talked about several things today. And I hope you took the time to jot some of those key points down that I talked about earlier in the conversation. And before I could move forward, before I could do what I do today, I had to get truthful about what it was that I was doing to myself through having toxic relationships. And so then things begin to come up as, I don't want to be alone, or can I function? Can I do this by myself? And I'm here to tell you today, yes, you can. Anything that you want out of this life is yours. It will cater to you. But first, we have to be able to get out of our own way. We realize that toxic relationships are not helping us. They are not helping us in the process of moving forward and getting to a healthier you. They're not helping you. So you have to start working toward your happiness. You have to start working toward your happiness, and that may begin with ending toxic relationships. There is no reason or excuse to be in a toxic relationship that is not bringing you fulfillment or happiness. Acknowledge me. Hear my voice. Hear my presence. See my presence. I'm talking about understanding where it is I am and how did I get here and how do I get out. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about facing truth within ourselves and talking about living a life of victoriously instead of negativity. And so we don't have to feel drained. We don't have to feel emotionally drained. We don't have to feel lonely anymore because, one, we acknowledge ourselves, and, two, we love ourselves, and, three, we know where one person begins and one person ends. You know where you start, and you know where something else finishes. So we don't have to be drained. We don't have to be emotionally drained. We don't have to feel lonely. And we're able to stand strong. Either we're single or we're in a relationship. We can stand strong because we are strong and confident people that says no when it's time to say no. When it's time to say no. And so I'm going to wrap this up. I really said a lot tonight, and I really hope you were inspired by my words of encouragement to keep moving forward, to keep moving forward into the direction, into the purpose that you were made for. But first, you have to begin to acknowledge where you are in your life. So, I want to let you all know that I am an author. I wrote the book Pulling Back the Covers, which details my early life and some of the things that I had to go through in order to find my voice. The title of the book is Pulling Back the Covers. It can be purchased on Amazon, and it's under Diamond P. But it's really going to show you some things that can help silence our voice. And then we take those things that have silenced our voice once before, and we begin to let that be our normal. And normal is not crazy, not toxic, not a lot of different issues. It's a healthier, happier you. That's what that's about. It's a healthier, happier you. And so it is in my best interest. It is in my best interest to share what it is that I learned through these processes that I've went through. Through these difficult situations that I went through, because sometimes we don't talk about those things. And so I really wanted to open up the conversation about acknowledge me, hear my voice, how did I get here, and how do I get out. And so I'm really pouring out tools to help you become a better you. That's my plan, is to help people that I come across to be a better them and then kind of explore how we got there to begin with. And I really talked about, this is the fourth week that I have done the Acknowledge Me, Hear My Voice, and I feel like there is a lot of importance there because a lot of times we don't talk about things that could be tender to our soul and our hearts, and we just need someone to hear us out about where it is we are. So I encourage you for this week, I encourage you to ask yourself those two questions. How did I get here? and how do I get out? And then I encourage you to begin to meditate or pray and put it in your journal and start capturing where you are and where you want to be and what is blocking you from moving forward. What is blocking you? And begin to explore those deep places that we don't talk about and begin those challenges in moving forward in yourself and using the word no. That is my challenge for you this week, is to really get connected to yourself. I hope you have been filled with lots of information. I hope I didn't bore you tonight. But I really, really appreciate you listening to me and the sound of my voice and the acknowledge me hear my voice piece. I really appreciate that. And I hope that I can be of help to you in any form or fashion. That is my wish. Until we speak again, thank you for listening and your time tonight. Have a great evening. This is Precious, Precious Jewel, your motivator. Thank you.